This is the Life Journey Podcast with Quentin, a.k.a. Q Gauz No Days Off, from on the field and off the field, NFL player and entrepreneur, motivating you to be the best you can be and getting you out of your comfort zone. Sharing with you travel, sports, and entrepreneurial tips with amazing guests on the show. Now, get ready for your life to change with the Life Journey Podcast and your host, Quentin Gauz.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Life Journey Podcast with your host, Quentin Gauz. Hey, we have a special guest on today, Joseph Gauz. And JoJo, how are you doing?
I'm good. JoJo Gauz. Just welcoming to person. I'm JoJo. Doing good.
AKA JoJo. Now he goes by JoJo. I'm glad to have you on the show. Where are you calling from right now?
I'm in Indiana, which is probably about an hour away from Pittsburgh. Pennsylvania is a small college town. So I attend IUP, which is Indiana University of Pennsylvania, the college. I'm playing football there.
Okay. And how has the season been going? We know, you know, we had you on the podcast last time, and you know, we wanted to kind of hear it, give it a little update. So how's everything going on there? What game of the season are you in, and how has it been going for you?
We just finished week 4, we're on 25, which is a thing called California University of Pennsylvania, which is like one of our rivals. We have back-to-back games. Like this week, we have Cal, and next year, Central Garden, so that's two rivals. But we're still 4-0, and we just recently won 56-24. And we just beat Mercer University, which is a team out of Erie, Pennsylvania. And so far, we're doing good. Our offense is clicking. And our defense is going well, holding it down as well on the defensive side.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So, like, you guys are really, like, looking real strong and to take over the PSAC conference. And, you know, you guys are looking to take it to the, you know, go longer and make it to the championship.
Correct. Right. Yeah, we have seen, like, in the past week, like, this past 4 weeks, like, offensive-wise, nobody, we really only stop ourselves, like, with a penalty or, like, I don't see a gap pass, something that's only time we get something on offense. Like, that's the time we have to punt the ball or something. But we just, when we do what we have to do and show up and do our job, and then everybody does their job, and then we make, like, any mental errors and stuff. And, yeah, we have seen that we're, like, almost unstoppable, honestly.
Wow. That's great to hear, though. I mean, that's what it's all about, though. When you have a team that's everybody's clicking on all cylinders, I mean, shoot, like, you can't ask for more. And all you can just keep doing is keep getting better, keep preparing. So, JoJo, like, let the people know a little bit about, you know, growing up as a kid and also, you know, as going on from, you know, high school to college and then just the transitions you've made to get to where you are today.
I mean, growing up as a kid, young kid, football-wise, I didn't even want to play football with equipment on. Like, I didn't like equipment because, you know, I just never knew why I didn't. I always just cry about it. They try to let me play, like, tackle football with equipment on. I always played tackle football without equipment. And then I grew up from that, and then I learned that, like, all right, I want to play football. And then all the way to, right, college, even college, I still playing football and learned out why I love it. And throughout high school, I had a team I was playing with three or four of my best friends. Throughout high school, we had fun. Ardell, Tyler Curry, Drake Johnson, and Dream Binder, PV, all of them. So we all just grew up together and everything. So it was fun growing up, and I just grew up football in my faith and just trying to inspire people with anyone possible that I can. Even helping out, training younger kids. Kidney Marcus Moore, Eastridge, I helped train him. You had just trained him as well, but I helped train him all, like, throughout the summer and stuff, and it was good to see, like, even back to people that I know that could have a lot of potential, that could be great. And that's just how I want to keep on going, leading up, like, for the rest of my life. Even now that football's done, helping the next generation of football life.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's what it's all about, helping other people out to get to the next level. So you went to JUCO for a bit, and then you ended up going to Rutgers and then IUP. How was that journey?
I went to, it basically is like a JUCO, but it's a prep school called Milford Academy. and it's a one semester like football team, one semester football school basically, and then it helps you basically get your brains up and take an SAT scores to get to the next level. And I went there, and that was a good experience because if I went straight into college, I knew I wasn't mentally ready or physically ready, so that extra year helped me. And then I went to Rutgers after that, and it was great when I went to prep school because I really matured. I had to admit that year to mature, and it helped me a lot because going into a big school like Rutgers, which is probably, I think it's one of the biggest schools in the nation, population-wise, and it was just a lot. Like, you see a lot of people, like, you just a little fish in the big sea, the ocean. So it was special as hell. And it was a good experience, though. But I learned a lot. And then after Rutgers, I learned that a lot of people have that struggle to do. I mean, that mindset that you just want to play D1, they know they can play D1. And I got to experience that. And I learned that I can play D1. And I started D1, I know I can. But, to also see what you do, like, transferring to IEP. I got to see that there's a lot of people that are playing D2 that could be playing D1. And there's a lot of people that are playing D1 that shouldn't be at D1. They're like, even that D1, that D2, you see D2, D3 players, everybody can play. Only difference, I say, that is the linemen. The linemen are the bigger, they're bigger at D1 than D2, but barely. It's not that much bigger of a difference.
The driver has arrived.
Man, you always drive.
DMV took my license. This is the only driving I get to do.
Burn, baby, burn.
Hold on, I gotta take this.
Young Money Buggy, Sweetie speaking.
What the?
Sloppy Bill, what's up?
Wayne!
Ghost Recon Breakpoint, rated M for mature.
Wow, okay. So what being at IUP and that full that experience, you know, because JoJo's been... You know, he's been on a journey, and, like, his journey's been very unique. And, like, just being at IUP, he's found, like, his home there, and he's been, like, really accelerating and doing his thing there at the school. JoJo, like, what makes you, you know, you're pretty much like a team captain darn near over there, right?
Yeah, I'm a leader. I'm a big leader on the team.
Leader on the team and, like, constantly, like, pushing people to be the best they can be. What did you do this past summer to help you get yourself ready for this last season for your senior year?
To start off the summer, I think that what helped me, like, mental, it had nothing to do with football or anything, but I went up to the Dominican Republic for a mission trip, and it got I got to experience and see, like, there's people that have it, makes it worse, but have less than us, and enjoy life way more. And that's something that humbled me, my mindset, and it helped me take more things serious and, like, do more with what I have than to, like, complain or fuss about anything else. Like, because a lot of people don't, in VR, they don't have a phone. Like, they don't have phones sometimes, they don't have shoes, they're walking on the bare stuff. And it got me to see, I got to take advantage of what I have. And leading up to that, after that, I started training. At 5:30 a.m. every day with Bruce Johnson and other athletes in Rochester. I used to go with Ardell Brown, Jarrell Hendricks, Jimmy Ponder, Michael Wright, all of them. And they always put us to train either 5:30 a.m. or later in the day. And then we would do field work, and that was my routine. And then that was my routine. So I stayed with it all summer, and it helped me a lot because once you stay consistent, consistency is everything. Even though there was times, yes, I didn't want to wake up at 5:30, but once that alarm went off, I had somebody, I used to go with Trent Collins at 5:30 a.m. And I knew that I had to pick him up. So I knew that kept me consistent. Like, I got to go pick him up, so I can't go complacent and not pick him up. And now he's waking up. Now he's waking up, going, all right, dang, he just left me. Yeah. But, like, that's something that helped me all throughout the summer.
Yeah, that accountability. What they say, iron sharpens iron, another man sharpens another.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's good, man. Like, yeah, what you want to accomplish, you want to get to those certain goals, like, it takes time, and, like, you know, accountability every single day is the key to success, you know. So that's amazing that, you were able to, like, do that during the summertime and be able to get yourself and have the people around you to help you out. So, you know, as we go on, you know, let's kind of close up here. You know, what's some, where are you looking to, you know, you kind of let us know like what you're looking to do in the future and stuff. But like, I guess at the same time, major outlook and like, how can someone like get into the career path you're going towards, and also, you know, leave them some, with something positive as well too in a podcast that can encourage them to keep going.
For them to be in this path, they have to, I feel like you have to get surrounded by people that also want to succeed in this path as well. But at the end of the day, it's you wish yourself. Like, you have to look in the mirror, and if you want to do it, then you're going to do it. Because there's going to be days that you don't want to do anything, and something like a lot of things are going your way, and you have to continue to fight through and make the best out of it regardless of the situation. Because it's like, even life, that way it goes with life. Life isn't fair. Life has ups and downs, but it's about how you react. And how you just sit there. Life's about how you react and fight back. And that's something that stuck with me a lot. But I think I want to leave everybody with is like to become the best version of yourself each day. Even if it's one thing that you have to focus on each day to get better at and become the best version of yourself, because that will help you mature and grow each day in life. Even if it's a bad day, if you're focused on that one thing to get better at, then you'll get better at it. And then the next day, if that one thing is still bothering you, you focus on something else or like that. And you just continue to focus on something to get better to become the best version of yourself every day.
I love it. That's what it's all about, man. You know, the great tip right there. Be the best version of yourself that you can be every day. And don't slack off. Because it's real easy to like fall into like a lazy mode, but it's like constantly having someone to push you. So like, first off, I want to thank you for, you know, during this summertime, you know, we were working out and stuff, and like you'll get up. You know, I used to get up in high school, you know, constantly at 5:30 a.m. and same thing like past couple years and stuff. But you know, you get some times where you don't get up that early, and you're like, you need that little push. You know, everybody's not perfect, so it's like great to like you were getting up, and that pushed me too to get up and you know, to see that. So. It's great to see that you're doing amazing things. And I know you're gonna, you know, God's gonna bless you to have an amazing career and continue the sport that you want to play. And also outside of football, you're gonna have an amazing career as well too. That's the most amazing thing too. Like most athlete thinks football is it. Nope. Like it's a lot more at the end of the road that, you know, I feel like God put you on the earth to do. So like, I appreciate you, man. And you know, looking forward to coming to your game either this week or next week to make it to the game. So I appreciate you, man, and thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me and everything. Hope everything's all right.
All right, Q Guards out.
Thank you for listening to the Life Journey Podcast with Quentin Gauze. To find out more and to follow the journey, visit Quentin's Instagram at QGauze or our business page at iron_visuals. For full recaps of the show, find us on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Thank you for tuning in.